Hi, this is Femi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 11 of our 30 days of elevation, and I am so excited about us being here today. I am so grateful that we are here today. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I do not know how you've heard about us, but I'm so very glad that you have. I hope that whatever episode you find yourself listening to, wherever it is that you find yourself guided to, that you hear something that stimulates you in a way that allows you to gain more clarity, understanding, support, love, and allows you to be able to navigate your interpersonal journey as you are navigating through life day to day. If you have already been a subscriber, you've already been a follower, you've already been a part of the tribe for days, weeks, and months, years at this point. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for so much love. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your allowance of me being used as a vessel in your life. I do not take that lightly. It is something that I find so much honor in. And I'm so grateful for us to be here together doing this thing that we call sharing, journeying together in our own sacred way. So I thank you guys so very much. We are on day 11, as you guys know, and we are following through the daily devotional journey. We're doing our daily devotion through our journal, 100 Days of Believing Bigger by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And this devotional has helped us so much. It's assisting us with navigating through all of the things that we find ourselves navigating through in life, but allowing us to remain focused on us. That's something that's so important for me. With this podcast, with everything that I do, with everything that I have done, the biggest thing that I feel people miss in all of it is the fact that the most significant part of it all is your interpersonal journey. It is you. It is your interpersonal world. You are the common denominator in every single thing you encounter or you face. And the more work we do on ourselves, and it doesn't have to be the work of, oh my God, I have to heal from this. I got to deal with this. I got to battle with this. It's not that. It's finding love and joy and falling in love with the process of what God is creating in you. Because wherever you go, it's a version of him being represented. Wherever it is that you are, there's a space within yourself that is being illuminated. And that's a beautiful thing. So you should be falling in love with the process. You should be falling in love with the intricacies of your ever-changing life and your personality and your character being improving. You know, you should fall in love with the new things that you discover about yourself and about those that you have in your life every single day. I think that is one of the most beautiful parts. And it's the only thing that we truly, truly, truly have. We don't have control over anything else. And so one of the most important things that I found while doing our fast and doing our daily devotions is that while it can appear to be very overwhelming to everyone else, right? It can feel like, oh my God, that's a lot of work that you have to do. It isn't work for me. It literally is sharing my life, sharing a part of what I innately know is my purpose. It doesn't feel like something I have to do. It feels like something I'm excited to get to do. It's an opportunity for me to show God how obedient I am, but also for me to see how he works everything out. It's like putting together a puzzle. It's like really falling in love with the nuances of the process. And that is one of the things that I want us to understand and focus on. It isn't about other people. Right. It is about understanding how you feel, how you show up in life, how your life pans out, how it is becoming yours. And the freedom of that. You don't need approval from outside forces that have nothing to do with the intricate pieces that make up your journey. This is where it's important for you to disconnect from the noise. And when I say disconnect from the noise, it doesn't necessarily mean cutting everyone out. It doesn't necessarily mean cutting off the world. It does mean disconnecting yourself from those distractions that force you to question if you are worthy enough, if you are valuable enough, if you have what it takes, when God has already shown you that you do and you are. It's about being honest with the realities at hand, being honest with who you are, where you are, what you want, what you need, but also being honest about the things that you need to change, the things you need to work on, the things you need to be better at. All of that is a part of the journey as well. And so we're here and we get ourselves in this dumpster fire in a way, because we're so worried about tomorrow. We're so worried about looking the part. We're so worried about how people are going to feel. We're so worried about the destructive pieces, not because of what it really feels like or what's really happening, but because of what other people would think about the falling parts. So this is where it's important for you to bring it in. We're going to bring that right on in. Okay. This is about you deciding. What is it that you really need? What is it that you really want? What is it that you can trust God to do in your life that creates an atmosphere that feels good for your soul? This is soul work, because the better you are internally, the better you become externally, the higher you feel about life. Your vibration has to raise. Your spirit has to raise. It's not about defining something into what is it that I need someone to say is my truth. What is it that I need someone to express to me about my realities or my path or my journey? And if I wear this, is this acceptable? Does it represent what you feel God is trying to illuminate? That's the only question you need to ask yourself. Does it represent what God is trying to illuminate through me? So, yes, if you want to wear what you want to wear and you feel like it's representing what God is trying to show the world, go ahead. If you want to speak a certain way, you want to learn a certain thing, or you want to not do what, hey, whatever. But if you can honestly answer that question and be okay with whatever the answer may be, then go for it. Because that's where you have to trust that even if you're making the wrong decision and you know it's going against what you know is right for you, you're willing to accept everything that comes from that. You're willing to acknowledge that whatever door you enter into that was not assigned for you to go through, you're going to have to accept whatever you get in that room, or whatever door that is, whatever brings out, you have to deal with that. And I think that's one of the most uncomfortable parts about the journey, is because we don't really like to be held accountable for the things that we lack. Not because God didn't give it to us, but because we are not doing our part. And so right now, you could very well be in this space where you're trying to figure out, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Because there is so much that's happening right now. There's so many things that are going on. There's calamity all over the place. People are losing their rabbit mind, and people are battling with themselves. People are battling with all kind of changes and shifts. But you have to ask yourself, where does your peace come from? What does your peace come from? Where does it deprive from? Where is it that you need to really rebalance yourself so that you can be in flow of what is supposed to be for you? One of the biggest things that is at stake right now feels as though people are really trying to find their grounding in whatever it is they believe spiritually, whatever it is that they feel innately when it comes to religion, where they feel like they need to be to receive and hear from God. And I want to say this. Let me sip my coffee before I let it out. But I'm going to say this because it feels very strongly like people are playing in God's face, but they don't realize it's God's face they're playing in. They are playing in God's face, and they're calling it favor. Hold on, let me sip my coffee. Hold on. They're playing in God's face and calling it favor. But they know it's not God. They know it's not God. They don't. And sometimes they might not know. Maybe it's because everyone's doing it. So it got to be God. God is enlightening the people. But the devil at work too. The devil at work too. I think this is the misconception, right? I am a firm believer that the enemy can't do anything to me that God doesn't allow to happen. I do not believe the enemy is more powerful than God. Okay. However, I do believe that when you are out of alignment with God, you allow the enemy to take hold of you. And God doesn't step in unless you ask him to in that point. God doesn't just intervene when you have chosen to go outside of his alignment. I feel as though people are playing Russian roulette with their spirit because they're in desperate need of resolve, but they don't understand that they're putting themselves in a deeper, deeper hole that they can't get out of without God. You cannot just find God in a sermon. You can be introduced to pieces of him. You cannot find God just by reading the Bible. You can be introduced to people's interpretations of him and stories that make you want to get to know him. But to know God is very personal. To know God is very, very intimate. It is a very, very, very hard, difficult journey when you are getting to know God for yourself. And I don't mean that you're going through a lot of calamity or you are having to deal with a lot of pain. I'm not saying that. It doesn't always have to be that. But you see God in your life by living. You meet God in the trenches. You meet God when you have no one else to fall on. You do not meet God in the hands of a handout that God did not send your way. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, there are some people who get everything that they ask for and they feel like that's God favoring them. But no, it's because you always have people that are saving you from your own drama, your own calamity, your own choices, that God hasn't had the opportunity to show you how real he is. And God hasn't had the opportunity to step in because you allow people to be your savior. When you're conflicted about accepting a job offer, when you're conflicted about how relationships should go, when you're conflicted about how, you know, what decision you should make when it comes to your business, or what decision you should make when it comes to advice you're needing to give, or advice you're needing, or health things that you're having to work through, or you're just needing to ask, you just want God for your protection, or you're just, when you go to people first. You don't pray first. You don't ask God first. You don't have conversation with God first. You go to people first. Okay, maybe you don't pick up the phone and call nobody, but maybe you go to the internet and you're looking for somebody's video. Or maybe you're scrolling through podcasts looking for confirmation. Or maybe you're looking up astrology. Or maybe you're calling somebody as, quote unquote, a spiritual advisor. Maybe you're going to whoever you deem as the person who may know so much or is so wise, but you're not consulting with God first. This is what I've learned along my journey. You can utilize all of those tools if you choose to, but God should be your first and main and only ultimate source. Because through God, he will lead you to where and who you need to go to. God will show you the way. God will show you who you need to talk to. God will put it on your heart. He'll put it in your mind. He will have that person show up. He'll have your phone ring with the opportunity. He'll put something in you and tell you, check your email. He'll check your text messages or suddenly check your mailbox. Something is going. You have to understand that God does not do things by a script. And I don't care how many followers people have. I don't care how much money somebody have. I don't care how much power you think someone has. I don't care how much notoriety you think someone has. If God ain't in it, it ain't what you need to be allowing yourself to be open to. when it comes to making decisions that have to do with you, your life, the people that are connected. And once you understand that it's not just about you, you are literally the roots, right? It's everything that's connected to your roots that is also affected. So when you make a bad decision, when you make a decision that puts you in harm's way, when you make a decision that could be a risky endeavor, you're not just affecting you. You're affecting everything that's connected to you, meaning your relationships, meaning your children, meaning your house, meaning your finances, meaning your health. Everything connected to you is also connected to the decisions that you make. And also shut out when you allow God to be shut out of your life. This is not about not trusting people to help you. It's about consulting with God first so that you can be sure that the person you think is going to help you is the person he's assigned you to. Because it's all about an assignment. And people are in this space where we're desperately searching for answers because life is real. Life has been real. You know what I mean? Life ain't just get real. Life been real. But I think people were living in this delusional sense of where only certain people go through things. Only certain type of people deal. It's 11:11 on the clock. Only certain people deal with a certain type of drama, certain type of pain, certain type of confusion, certain type of health issue, certain type of only certain people do. No, baby. Life has been real for every human being that has been able to breathe, walk, and execute in this realm, period. Now, whether people are honest about that is one thing. Whether people tell you the truth about that is another thing. Whether people are actually aware of how this actually has happened in their life is a whole different story. But life is real for everybody. And you can't shelter yourself from the truth of that for long. So this is about navigating through the intricacies of life and everything that it brings up when you are trying to find your way. Yes, people are dealing with a lot of different internal self-inflicted issues right now. What do I mean by self-inflicted issues? I mean that they don't sit with themselves long enough to understand that the decisions that they're making have long-term ramifications. You cannot just make reckless decisions with the life that God has assigned you to have. You cannot play Russian roulette with an assignment God has given to you. You don't get to decide if you're going to see it through or not. Once God has given it to you, once God has assigned you to have it done or to do it or to be in this space, you there. Now, what you make of that is on you. Your decisions, your choices, your attitude, your behaviors, that's on you. If you fumble it, that's on you. If you don't do what you're assigned to do, that's on you. If you see it through, that's on you. Everything, it lies in your hands because he gives you the decisions to make. The resources you're supposed to be utilizing. But the problem is we're looking for the finished product first. We don't want to really have to do the work. We don't really want to have to listen to people tell us how to go and what to do. And we don't want to, we got authority issues. You got authority issues because you have an ego problem. Not because you've had problems with authority, but because you just don't like people telling you what to do. And the reason you don't like people telling you what to do is because your ego is out of order. You have ego about things you haven't even earned. You haven't even earned the right to have the type of ego you have. Your pride is misplaced because it's not really pride. It's insecurity. It's that deep underlining feeling of inadequacy. It's the fear of being honest because you've lied so much. It's the fear of being in place where people will really see you for who you are because you've hidden from yourself too long. This is about, you know, understanding that, yes, baby, we in the spring, everybody outside, everything is happening, everything is going good, but it ain't gonna get gooder. It's not a word, but it's my word, okay? Until you choose to accept the assignment. And it ain't easy. It ain't easy at all. Because how do we choose an assignment we're not sure we even want? How do we choose the path that we're supposed to have. You have to ask yourself, how has God shown up for you before? And how has that outweighed the decisions you've made on your own? Are you capable of trusting beyond yourself? Are you capable or willing to trust beyond your ego and pride? Are you capable of making a decision that does not include mass approval? Because you have to be. Because at the end of the day, you have to sit with your own choices and decisions and whatever comes from that, not the people. You can't go to the internet. I mean, you can. People do it. They go to the internet and spill their guts about what's happening in their life, but they don't tell you the full story, baby. They don't tell you the full story. They don't tell you why something happened. They don't tell you the cause. They'll tell you the effect. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you what somebody has done, said, how somebody treated them. They'll tell you about the company that did this, that, and the third. They'll tell you about their bad experience, but they won't tell you their part in it. And God makes you tell your part in it. He makes you be honest. And this is where it's uncomfortable for people, because people don't want to really be seen. They don't really want to be put out there like that. They just kind of want to exist and gain the benefits of existing, but they don't really want the other that comes with that. And the other is, they don't really want to face a truth that they themselves have not yet accepted. But there's a turn of events that is en route, and it's happening right now. And that turn of events starts with you in your head. Clearing your mind from all of the things that you've allowed yourself to overthink, overanalyze, right? You have allowed yourself to sit in this energy of process for so long that you have put yourself in a deficit. You don't know the right answer. You don't know how to move forward. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to really resolve anything, because you haven't really utilized your creativity. You haven't really brainstormed in a way that allowed God to be your deciding force. What you've done is make the decisions on your own, or what, based on what everyone else has said to do, or what everyone else has done. But what other people don't tell you is how it didn't always work out in their favor, even if they make you believe it did. It did not always work out in their favor. They did not always get what they wanted. So this is about understanding that the battle that you're having is not with anyone else. It is with you. The battle that you're really, really having in this moment, the fear, the anxiety, the lack of ambition, the lack of creativity, the lack of desiring something better for yourself or appreciating what you have, is because deeply inside, you don't even know if you deserve it. That's where it starts. You gotta know you first. You have to really get honest about where you lack internally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, before you'll understand the intricate parts of the journey. You cannot appreciate the journey until you understand that the journey comes with all different levels of strife, discomfort, opportunities for growth, and abundance. It doesn't just include abundance. You don't just get the abundance without the actual work it takes when you're planting and nurturing, protecting, and fertilizing a seed. So this is where you're having to understand, you've already grown through so many things. You've already come through so many things, but you have trust issues. And your trust issues are not really because you don't know that God will do it for you, or you don't know that he can, or you don't. It's because during the process, you have lost faith in yourself. You have lost touch with what you know is right for yourself. You don't know how to make a decision, because you have not had to really face the consequences fully by yourself of those choices that you've made. This is about allowing yourself to really sit in whatever it is that you're trying to run from. What part are you playing And yes, that brings up a lot of feelings of anger. It could bring up emotional recklessness. It can bring up you feeling like you're just wanting to break free, break through, run from, get out of. All of these feelings are valid if they're yours, but how you show them is where it gets tricky. Because you're going to reap it really, really quickly, whatever it is you're sowing. So it's about being careful. Being careful about where you go next, what you do next, how you proceed. You're not going to get the life you truly, really, fully feel you deserve until you really believe you deserve it and you're willing to do the work it takes to have it and sustain it. And you don't just get that because you look good. And you don't just get that because you got a lot of money. And you don't just get that because you're popular. Your popularity is not happiness, baby. It's temporary gratification that's built on nothing but fiction. Because you're popular because of what you do tell. But if you were honest about the parts that you don't tell, would people really even like you as much? Would you pretend to like yourself as much if you were really living in the truth of who you are? This is where it gets real, real, real tricky. So we're having to be honest with ourselves right now. And we're in a very uncomfortable space because of it, because it does not feel good. And it does not make us feel like we have all of the support we would require. But you do. You just don't know where to go. Okay. And I'm telling you right now, it is just about you getting into a place where you can really pray and really fast and really be disciplined in your desire for God to show up and listen when he directs you, because he ain't gonna yell. If he gets to yelling and destroying things, it's because he's tired of talking. So it's about understanding that those little nudges, those little voices, those little things that you're hearing in your voice and you're hearing in your spirit, that's God trying to get your attention. What is he saying to you? What is he saying? So we want to be sure that we're on the right path. But most importantly, we want to make sure that we're on the assigned path. Not the path we think feels better or looks the best. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our prayer and then we'll get into our daily devotion for the day. At the end of the daily devotion, you guys know it ends with the journal prompt. That journal prompt will give you a sense of sitting with whatever it is that you're needing to work through on this journey for this day. Okay, let's go ahead and get into our prayer. God, thank you so very much for your favor. Thank you for allowing us to see, hear, and know that you are literally guiding us through every single moment of our life. Thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to those who are needing us to be a blessing in the most intricate ways. We thank you for seeing us in ways that we don't see ourselves. Most importantly, we thank you for blessing the parts of us with healing, recovery, opportunities, and gifts that we don't even understand the power of. God, thank you for your covering, your protection, your divine order. Thank you for stepping in when we don't have the strength to step in for ourselves. We thank you for speaking up in rooms that we have not yet entered, but most importantly, silencing all of the noise that distracts us from hearing you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your gentleness. We thank you for how much you care about each of us. In unique ways. We can only hope that we're making you proud along this journey. And if there's anything that we're needing to do to show you how much we honor you, please provide us insight and direction on how to move forward. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we're so grateful for you. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. So we're reading from, again, the 100 Days of Believe in Bigger Devotional Journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And we are on day 11. If you have it, you can read along with me. If not, you can listen along with me and write down the journal prompt at the end. It's titled, we have left out of the section of trust, right? So we understand through the first 10 days, it was all about trust. It was all about building a relationship, understanding the relationship, and really, really feeling a sense of pride and understanding of how we have to trust God in order for us to see ourselves through. Without trust, the relationship with God is fragile. Without trust, the relationship is shaky. Without trust, we are not able to really, really, really dig into the substance of what God is trying to do in our life. So trust was the very first part, first 10 days, because trust is where our foundation lies. Okay. Now on day 11, we're entering into the purpose portion of the journal and the devotional. And during the purpose, of course, it's aligning us with what it means to be on assignment. Why is this important? Why is this necessary? And do we understand the depth of what that assignment is? Understanding the purpose is key. So throughout the next portion of this devotional, probably for the next 10 days, we will be engulfed in the purpose portion of this journey. Okay? It's titled The Purpose Pathway, Workmanship. And this is part one. For we are Christ's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for us to do. That's Ephesians 2 and 10. This is one of my favorite scriptures because inside it lies four keys to discovering one's divine purpose. Take a look at the words themselves. Workmanship. Good works. Advance. And do. Workmanship means that you are a custom creation, that there is no one like you. Nobody else has the stuff you have or has been designed the way that you are created. You are tailor-made, one of a kind masterpiece. Because of that, we should never try to imitate or replicate what's already been done. No one has your God-given fingerprint, and God doesn't repeat himself. He made you because you are a unique expression of his DNA with a specific mission that literally cannot be fulfilled by anyone else. The world needs what you have, your mind, gifts, and personality. Part of the purpose discovery process is embracing that you matter and were specifically handcrafted by heaven for such a time as this. Lord, give me eyes to see me the way you see me. I am your custom craftsmanship. Thank you for making me unique, magnetic, and necessary. Help me to own my significance and magnificence. Amen. The journal prompt is, do you embrace your own uniqueness? In what ways do you struggle to believe in your relevancy and magnificence? This is very, very, very much so aligned with what I was speaking about. When we speak about doing it for the crowd, we're doing it for the noise, we're doing it, but we're not really attached to the assignment at hand. We're not connected to ourselves. We are doing it for the applause. You're doing it because it's popular. You're believing in it because you think that's what everyone else is doing. Your purpose, your journey, your assignment is yours. Not only is it yours, it is personal. And because it's personal, that means that you have to be very, very sure that it's yours. You can't just pick up something because it's popular to do. You can't just do something because it's popular for you to do it or everyone else is saying. You can't just look like. Right now, I feel like I'm in a world of clones. Everyone looks alike. Everyone talks alike. Everyone's makeup looks the same. Everyone walks the same. Everyone listens to the same music. Everyone says the same quotes. Everyone is doing the same thing, wanting to create the same thing, going to the same places. It's very clone-like. And identity is lost in cloneship. So this is where you begin to understand more so about the journey and the pathway you're on. You cannot do a replica of what someone else is assigned to. It will never pan out the way it needs to or the way it's supposed to. And God doesn't find honor in that. So today, sit with the truth about where you are in your life and what it is that you yourself have been battling when it comes to identity crisis, when it comes to having a warped idea of who you truly are and what you're made to do. Sit with that. Because your family is an assignment of yours. Your health is an assignment of yours. Your life, your personal life is an assignment of yours. Your career is an assignment of yours. Your friends are an assignment of yours. What is it that you are not doing to show up as your unique self in those spaces? And how much would it change if you did? I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you for your commitment to the process. I know it's not always the easiest of days, but it's very purposeful. And I'm very grateful and happy and proud of you all. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I love you guys so very much. Until our next episode. Bye.